Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. The federal government is trying to downplay escalating trade tensions with China, but Labor has questioned whether the situation could have been handled better. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
China has banned imports from several Australian abattoirs, saying they don't comply with labelling and health certificate requirements. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has accused the government of letting backbenchers freewheel on foreign policy and damaging relations with China.
The foreign minister and the government need to take control of this and exercise a little bit of discipline in their ranks, because that clearly is in Australia's national interest.
Earlier this week, China also threatened to slap an 80% tariff on Australian barley imports. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
The Prime Minister has ordered an urgent investigation into an illness linked to coronavirus that is suspected to have killed at least three children in the United States. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy has been told to gather medical advice on the illness from Australia and overseas before federal, state and territory leaders meet later this week. Dozens of children have been hospitalised with the disease overseas. Professor Murphy told a Senate committee it's likely the disease is related to the large volume of COVID-19 cases in the US.
It may appear in other countries with large, very large volumes of infected people, but because it's so rare, it's unlikely to be seen in Australia. But we'll obviously, we've got alerts on it and we're clearly watching it.
13 new coronavirus cases have been reported across the country in the past 24 hours. Seven of the new infections are in Victoria, three of which are connected to the Melbourne Abattoir cluster. The remaining six cases have been diagnosed in New South Wales. The death toll has risen to 98 after an 81-year-old woman who was a passenger on the Ruby Princess cruise ship died in Sydney yesterday. Queensland has added one new infection to its tally. However, that case is old and there have been no new cases in the past 24 hours. Victoria's former chief psychiatrist Ruth Vine is expected to be appointed Australia's first deputy chief medical officer for mental health. The federal government has created the role in response to the coronavirus pandemic, with modelling forecasting a 50% increase in suicides directly related to economic stress. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Dr. Vine will work on the impacts the coronavirus pandemic has had on mental health, focusing on two specific areas.
One is to particularly focus on the mental health concerns during and potentially flowing from the pandemic, and they could be anxiety about health, anxiety or depression relating to the lockdowns, but they're progressively lifting, but also economic anxiety.
The AFL is continuing to negotiate with various state governments in a bid to secure a prompt return to full training. An announcement on returning to train and match dates will come this week, possibly as early as tomorrow. The AFL has already ordered all players and staff to undergo coronavirus tests this week before a planned return to group training, with the season expected to resume next month. The AFL Players Association says footballers are prepared to cope with strict social gathering restrictions to ensure the season resumes.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 15.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 20 degrees today. The forecast for the rest of the day, partly cloudy, possible smoke haze in the south, light winds becoming southwesterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the evening. The sun will set tonight at 5 minutes past 5pm. Looking for the rest of the week, Thursday, possible shower, 8 to 17. Friday, possible shower again, 9 to 19. Saturday, mostly sunny, 8 to 19. And Sunday, sunny, 7 to 21. And the moon is a waning gibbous with last quarter this Friday, the 15th of May.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Chippendale, Broadway just past City Road. A crash of a bus and a motorcycle. 1 of 3 westbound lanes closed. That's lane 1. And Narraweena, Ringa Road at Alpha Street. The traffic lights are blacked out due to a local power failure. Traffic is affected in all directions. Reduce your speed and exercise caution. It's 5 minutes past 11 on a live 90.5, and we are live with Mario and Business Insights.
Thank you, David, for such a lovely introduction. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario on Live 90.5, the best station in Australia. Absolutely, it is. And this show, it brings you the insights and tips from the entrepreneurs and the individuals across Australia and the globe who share with us their knowledge, their experience to make you be better, to have the more, to be more energy, to find more why to be more successful and happier. Our second guest, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Annette Parker, our guest in the first hour, for sharing with us her insights and her story. And now, second guest for second hour, his name is Tim Binland. Binland, did I pronounce this properly?
Well, let's ask him. Get him on the line.
Tim, did I say properly your surname?
You did, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm deserving the Oscar. Yeah, that's good. Tim, thank you for joining us on the studio today. And how is the weather in beautiful Melbourne?
I actually haven't opened my curtains yet, so I'll have a look. Yeah, it's pretty sunny.
Pretty sunny. You want to test it? You want to test the temperature? I'd like to say a couple of words about Tim. I know Tim for some time, and he's the man who knows how to make you sound better. I know through this, my experience, Tim, he shared with me how to make a better videos on a iPhone, and not just because of the camera, but because of the sound and why the sound is very important. I'm grateful and lucky enough in studio to have Darren Capes Davis, who is manning this these instruments and, you know, the buttons and everything, so we sounds good. Even my English is broken, but people try to understand. If not, there's going to be subtitles somewhere. Now, the team, he's a very, very knowledgeable person. He finished his degree at Monash University, and he decided to follow his passion for marketing podcast. And yes, I was correct when I told you he makes people sounds good. When I say sounds good, that's mean if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like to share your knowledge, if you like to share your tips and insights, he's going to tell you how to know, how to do, and how to make yourself visible. However, before the Tim Binland becomes very successful, he has his personal story to share with us. So, Tim, who is the Tim? Share with our listeners of Alive 90.5, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'd like to say it's good to be on the other side of the microphone as a podcaster. Ah. to be flipped the other direction is a bit of a relaxing experience, actually. Yes. So, first of all, I'm an absolute marketing nerd. Graduated with a marketing degree from Monash and went into podcasting because I saw the ability to generate a wealth of content for business owners via podcasting that not only was effective but also really authentic and engaging. So essentially, you know, background into myself there, marketing degree, podcast host, and then I help business owners create their month's worth of content in basically 30 to 45 minutes of time.
That's very interesting. But, you know, before you continue your story, Darren and I, we, you know, as always, try to publish, you know, the bio. Not try, I always like to publish the bio. And, you know, I need to bring again to attention to our listeners that this show is designed because we want to, the stories of our guests being related to our listeners. Now, maybe it's your situation kind of related to everybody, but you say that you learn a lot from your experience in manic depression. So can you share with us, because look, the COVID-19, it's a crisis. And, you know, first couple of weeks, we all enjoy the Netflix binging, people walking around like practicing for Olympic Games. However, it's a crux in society. And I know this because I talk to a lot of people on the street, you know what I mean? And they will not talk in public, but, you know, they're expressing their, you know, mental issues and they know how to cope with this. And of course, kind of every house and every home has a psychiatrist or psychologist. However, I would like you to inspire with your story through your manic depression, Tim Binland, who makes the people famous and to sound good. Share with us your mental health issues and what did you learn from this?
Yeah, thank you for bringing it up. It's always a good opportunity to share, especially, you know, you never know who's listening along. that can hear.
Nobody except me, Darren, you and another 2 million people, so that's okay. So you have 2 million listeners. Yes, please.
Yeah, exactly. So, and especially with what's going on with COVID right now, a lot of people are isolated. The coping mechanisms that we have, you know, getting out and seeing friends and talking to, you know, that one person that we have that keeps us level, and you know, that ability has sort of been taken away from us. So a lot of people are experiencing challenges at the moment.
So what was your manic depression? How did you know that you are experiencing some mental issues?
Yeah, it was basically having an amazing team around me of doctors and GPs, mm-hmm. and recognizing, you know, going through periods of not wanting to get up in the morning, not wanting to do anything, motivation decreasing, lack of normal function as well. But I sort of come to realize that when I'm in a healthy state, you can actually redefine what this actually means. So essentially, the depression gives me a level of insight, knowledge, and learnings into myself that a lot of people don't get to tap into, because there's a higher level of self-awareness that is gained through that period. When everything's taken away from you, in terms of you stop going to work, you stop seeing friends, literally the basic things of getting out of bed is hard. When you actually come out of that period and you realize what you actually love doing, you actually get this really amazing learning experience of, okay, what do I enjoy doing? What really lights my passion? So when I say that, you know, that motivates me to do everything that I'm doing at the moment, it's because I've been through a period of basically everything stripped back. So coming out of that, you appreciate being healthy. On the other side of things, you know, the mania, it gives me a level of energy, motivation, passion and drive and creativity that, again, a lot of people can't tap into. Because no matter what medication I take or whatever it is, it's always a part of your personality. Now,
may I share something with you, son? I just want you to take a deep breath now. I can't swear on this radio show. Like, first, Daddy's going to come and slap me. Second, we're going to lose the license. In, I mean, 2.5 minutes, listener is going to say, Mario's crazy. However, I'm just going to share this with you. I don't talk about my story, because my story, it's like in everybody else, but a little bit different. But what I do like it, like, I guess before you, Annette Parker, yourself and every guest, but particularly your one, admitting publicly, it's what impressed me. You know what I mean? Because people always talking about, I was in my life, I didn't have a chocolate, oh, my daddy didn't love me. Who cares? Life goes on. But admitting publicly on a live 90.5 that manic depression, your mental state, actually encourages you, give you the not energy, but a drive to you create something. But you see, you talk calmly, you talk, you know, peacefully, and this is what I like it. And I like it, the idea that you don't drumming this public and saying, I have the manic depression, my experience is bad. Instead of this, you drive this manic depression and the pills and the doctors into the positive outcome, and you created such a great brand. So why podcast, team? Why podcast? Why sound?
Yeah, good.
Hey, can we have the music from the Rain Man, Aiko Aiko, after this?
I'll try.
Yes, please.
Library.
Okay, so Tim, please. Why podcast? I'm jumping on Darren.
Good question, Tim.
And thank you, Darren. Thank you, Tim. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of Live, for stepping up and talking about health. The mental issues. So tell me now, why podcast?
I'll just touch on that. I'll just touch on that quickly. And I think it's important. You know, if I've got an ability to talk about it and be open about it, and it helps just one person, then why not do it? Like, so that's exactly why I you know, I'm open with it in all of my podcasts. If it ever comes up, I mention it. That's the reason I do it. Is if it can help one person realize, okay, I need to reach out and ask for help.
Bravo.
Like that's the thing. So I'll touch on that's exactly that thing. And there's a lot of help out there. It's just the first step of asking. But I'll come back to your question about podcasting. So I was walking away from conversations with lecturers, with teachers, with mentors, with business leaders. I did a trip, a global study program run by Monash University in my last year, where we went to companies in Europe, Dubai, Singapore, you know, went to Google in Singapore, Johnson & Johnson. Amazing experience run by lecturer David Tolman.
Okay.
And essentially we were going and talking to CEOs, CMOs, really high-level business people, and I consistently was asking questions throughout this entire experience. And that sort of made me step back and go, I really enjoy asking people questions that gets to really good answers. And then, you know, you can buy recording equipment these days for really well priced. And I said, well, why don't I just record these conversations that I'm having with people back at home?
Yes.
Where I'm walking away from them going, you know, why didn't I record that? So, you know, and kind of third party also like passing on the lessons that I was learning from these conversations mm-hmm. to friends.
Yes.
But it was a third party of me doing the lessons. I was like, why don't I just record the expert or the peak performer, which then came the name been talking with peak performers. Essentially, it was born out of that. It was born out of curiosity. It was born out of walking away from conversations with, you know, really great people going, that should have been recorded.
That's very interesting.
Your story there, Tim, is a great story. And just touching on the idea of self-awareness, and you've driven a high-level self-awareness in yourself. How do you deal with it when you see that others are not so self-aware, and especially with both themselves or maybe they're podcasting and just not getting through, not understanding things? How do you work with that, both from your insights and the technology that you know with podcasting?
Yeah, look, self-awareness is incredibly important, and I think it starts with just taking a step back and realizing what are the things that you're good at, what are the things you enjoy doing, and asking you the core questions. In terms of dealing with people that lack self-awareness, it is hard. Sometimes they kind of just need a bit of tough love in terms of, you know, being like having it pointed out to them. Perfect example, like I'm not perfect with self-awareness. There was a point at which my interviews where I was, you know, active listening to people, so going, yep, okay, mm-hmm. But if you listen back to that as a recording, it's very annoying, right? So it took somebody to actually point that out to me. An actor friend of mine said, you need to just be quiet, like you guys are right now, you know, when you ask a question.
Yeah, we are, that's true, you know, yeah.
When you ask a question, you be quiet, because that results in an end response. So I think self-awareness comes from some tough conversations with people. So if you're kind of going down a wrong road and you're not open-minded to criticism, that's, yeah, I think that could be a problem. But self-awareness, I think, is born out of, you know, people giving you suggestions, but also you identifying what
Tim,
your patterns are.
I'm truly speechless here. I mean, we're enjoying talking to you. And you know, Darren and I are going to take a short break with you.
Cool.
You know, to our listeners, we come back talking to more with the Tim Beanland from Team Talking. What's it called?
Beam Talking.
I'm just joking. Well, Beam Talking. Time. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, Darren and I. We'll take a short break and we'll come back more with the Team Beanland.
On your fears, already told you I'm right here. mess up and lie to the one that you love. When you know you can cry to the one, always confide in the one you can be kind to, the one that you love. And you know you can cry to the one, always confide in the one you can be kind to, the one that you love.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
It's 23 minutes past 11. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And we're talking with Tim Beanland, the podcaster from Melbourne. Mario, take it away.
Tim, thank you for being our guest in the second hour of Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Tim, we heard your very powerful story, and as you know, I must stipulate this right now. I want you as our guest some other day as well, because you have only 1 hour, and I truly believe you have more to share. Now, we're talking about podcasts, and I'd like to discuss with you why podcasts, importance of podcasts, how to do podcasts, why is expensive equipment. It's easy for me to talk. I'm sitting in a professional studio with a Darren Cup, Davis Cup, who helps me, you know, I mean, building the better sound and the podcast, and you know, it's a different now. But people outside in the world, everybody try to pass the stories to potential buyers, the clients, to listeners, to girlfriends. You know, some people sing under the windows, and you know, I mean, it's a world of technology. It's unbelievable possibilities, and we just need to tap into something. Everybody, not just me, everybody can tap into that type of the technology, which is podcast. I'll call technology. Maybe it has a different definition. I don't know. I know that is going to smack me because I should know by now. But the point we're trying to make, everybody can use the sound as a selling point or introduction or, you know, capturing audience. Now, first of all, why podcast? As I say, it's easy for me. Darren does everything for us in Alive 90.5. I just download and put on a website. But why podcast? What's the benefit of having the podcast?
Yeah, there's a large range of them, but the one of the main benefits is, if I take a step back, you know, I kind of joke and say I'm a marketer pretending to be a podcaster. And essentially what that means
is... You are a podcaster.
A podcast fits incredibly well into an overall content marketing strategy. You have an ability through audio format to really get into detail about specific topics about your business, your services, your products, and it gives you this ability to create a long form piece of content that not only gives you this great chance to tell your customers everything that you do, but also interview an expert in the field as well, but then by editing and post-production, splintering up this episode into grabs, into little 2-minute snippets. For example, if you know, we've all been in a sales meeting where our salesperson, top salesperson, has recorded an objection or gone over an objection.
Yes, correct, yes, yes.
Is just blows everyone out of the water, right? Now, imagine if you could record that, you could talk about it for 10 minutes on a podcast, and then you could distribute that piece of content throughout your social media channels, whenever you get that question asked, instead of having to dance around it, you've actually got that out as an objection-based content where people can then, you know, see your authority in the field by doing that. So that's that's one of the key drivers, is it's this incredible content generation machine that gives you authority but also gives you an ability to just go in deeper in the topics that you're an expert
and in. Like a true revolution, maybe. How old is a podcast? I will say, like, I'll lie now. I'll do something from my head. Let's go say, past 5 years, podcasting give opportunity to many people who don't have the money or opportunity like myself to be the part of this great radio station, Live 90.5. But, you know, to have my show, to do podcast and actually pass that message. Now, in that, let's just say, past 5 years, the podcast give a lot of possibilities to people who would never dream they can use the voice as a selling point. Now, first of all, let's go start with equipment. I know we have the, Darren can confirm to me, what's the mic cost in studio, Darren?
Oh, these mics are probably about $1,500.
$1,500. Yeah. So do I need $1,500 to do podcast team?
Well, look, if you want studio broadcast quality like you have right now, Mario, that is the route that people go down.
But do people really need that money?
There's a certain level of professionalism that you're going after.
Please guide us through process. What I need, let's just say, my budget is, well, depend how much my child spends money. No, yeah, jokes aside. Yeah. Let's just say, I have the budget $500 yes.
Yeah. Perfect. So you can actually start a audio podcast with as little as $250. I was to start my podcast again, I would purchase, $250 in terms of equipment.
Yes.
If I was to start again, I would get two lapel mics. You can plug those into your phone if you get an adapter. And essentially, you put a lapel mic on yourself and you put a lapel mic on your guest. And off you go, you've got an audio podcast. Myself, I started with a Zoom H5 recorder. The reason I
have no idea what that is.
Because
that is laughing. I know.
It's basically it's basically just a handy recorder. It has two functions. It's got microphones on the top of it, and it also has on the bottom two XLR inputs for you to upgrade your microphone. So I assume your microphones at the moment are XLR microphones.
I have no idea. I'm just talking to the mic.
Yes, they are XLR.
Darren knows. I'm just talking.
There you go. And we've got an Axios QOR 632 console and everything. Yeah, pretty
I don't want to bore people with specifics but no, that's exactly the higher quality you've upgraded to that. But for my first 20 episodes, I just went around with the Zoom H5, putting it between me and the guest. And off I went. And the reason I did that was because I wanted flexibility. I wanted to go to my guests. I didn't want them to have to come out to me. And I just wanted to focus on what was important, which was getting good quality guests, good quality conversations, rather than getting caught up in all of this gear. One of the things I see that stops people from creating is they think they need the $1,000 stuff. They think they need, you know, and my biggest message is start at a budget that you're comfortable with. So I sold an old laptop, and I think I had like $200 lying around, which bought me the Zoom H5 recorder, a tripod, and like a cheap camera. That's all I did to start.
So who is the people, like, let's just say, you know, let's just say, even step back, because as we talk and I prepare the questions, there's more questions actually coming on top of my head to ask, and I say, like, we don't have that much time, henceforth, we shall call you back in our radio show with the Darren Mario. But who are the people you will suggest to do podcast? Is this is like, you know, let's go do this 2 months, you know what I mean, and if winter passes by, summer comes, I don't need to do podcast anymore. What are you suggesting before anybody venture into the podcast, I can't call industry, but podcast marketing?
So do you mean like who's best suited for a podcast? What type of personality?
Yeah. What do people need to consider when they do podcasting? You know, I mean, do they need to say, like, I need a 15,000 likes, I don't know, 3,000 hours of the podcasting, or should do podcasting during the winter, or only when I have the good product or whatever, Darren, and you talk about microphones, you know, it's like,
Darren and I will have a great chat about microphones.
Yes, you can, you know, like you do, or you can talk to later, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. I think anybody that wants to build authority in their field, anybody who wants to be seen as, a leading authority would have a good case for starting a podcast. I think also you need to enjoy the process as well. If you're going to start a podcast or even a radio show and you don't enjoy talking to people, you don't enjoy talking yourself, and it's not your medium for content creation,
yes,
I don't think you should start it, especially if you think it's the new tactic that everybody's jumping on board. So those are some things to consider. I think it's a great medium for you to expand on your services and your products and who you are and your expertise. So anybody who wants that, great idea, but also have a think about, you know, if you enjoy the process, because, you know, it's taken, and you'll be the same with this radio show, you know, it's probably taken you a while to get the traction where you're at today. Like, you really have to enjoy this process of interviewing. And I think that goes for almost anything in life, really. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I do. Look, if I don't like it, I'll not do it, you know what I mean? Because I truly enjoy this. And, you know, in my case, it's very simple. I'm not Aussie, oi, oi, oi. And for me, this, unfortunately, this. Unfortunately, for me, radio has become a daily life, and I really enjoy it. You see, like, we are not paid here $5 million, as I'm lying always on the show, but it sounds good. But it's a beautiful radio station, and Chairman Gillian, I asked her, I said, Gillian, do you mind, you know, do I do the radio station? And she told me, yes, of course, you know, you need to talk slowly, this and that. So I took some classes, and I truly enjoying learning, you know, new skills. So particularly, as I said, like, I can't say enough, Darren, who takes time to produce this show, you know what I mean, and helping me to make a better sound and everything else, but I practice in English. However, what gives me more credibility, talking to the Tim Binland, you know what I mean? I couldn't talk to you in 100 years because you're a busy man, and, you know, asking to come on studio, on the show, it's a true privilege, you know what I mean, be the part. But as I said, like, I'm in very different environment, I'm safe environment, the equipment's working, computer's working, Darren's here, I'm pressing the buttons, I'm talking, but it gives me this credibility and authority 100%. To share, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, a podcast, if you say to Mari, can you do a podcast on your own? I don't think so. I would, you know what I mean, talk to home, you know what I mean, microphone, because I saw on YouTube many people, I don't want to name them, but they have a great voice, they're ex-Navy SEALs, and, you know, we're going to do this. I don't hear them for a very long time now on YouTube. So, you know, I mean, for me, the true heroes are people like yourself, like a Darren, and the people who dare. I'll never dare. I'll say, like, to you, try the way. I'll never dare take the microphone and talk on a microphone with some guests in my own time, because it's like, I'll never know how to do it. That's my fear. Yeah. Not to talk, no content. But, you know, I mean, even with Darren, I said, Darren, I'm pressing the buttons, you know, I mean, something's wrong. It doesn't work that way. So that's, I say to, like, what's the, I mean, the benefits of the having podcast? You explained this and why people should it. What's the biggest hurdles, if you can answer to me, Tim? What's the biggest hurdles that new podcasters going to experience? Apart of equipment, $250, we agree, $250, it's a good money for the startup, for the podcast. But what's the biggest obstacle, hurdle for the new podcasters? What do you see was the biggest frustration for the people? Who wants to do podcasts like Mari Vegas?
I actually think the biggest hurdle, and you kind of touched on it there a little bit yourself, is actually getting out of your own way. In terms of, I see a lot of people overthinking a podcast, overthinking what they should do for one, thinking they need the best guest as the first episode. And so they'll spend months trying to get the first guest. So the biggest obstacle I see isn't anything to do with equipment, isn't anything to do with the technical side of things. It's actually overthinking the process and not starting, because it's amazing going back to that first interview that I did, listening to that, listening to it, looking at the video that I produced, now all the way up to I've published 47 and probably recorded about 60 or 70 of them. And the difference between the two is just night and day. And the thing that I say to a lot of people, because they overthink the first episode, they think it needs to be the most perfect thing in the world, right? But perfectionism is the enemy of creativity. So
I write this down? Can you send me that quote? I'm going to put Mario back or something?
Yeah, quite, yeah, of course.
Yes, indeed. And I also like to think that perfectionism is the enemy of done.
Yes,
enemy of creativity.
I'm going to take that quote as well, yeah.
No, and for sure, take it. But
no, I'm just joking, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I wouldn't get to episode 47 if I didn't do those first 10, you know, really crappy episodes. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the starting that is the biggest hurdle, not the minutiae of everything else. It's the seeking perfection that I see as the biggest hurdle.
Well, Tim, we're going to take a short break. First of all, thank you for being our guest. Thank you for sharing your story with us. And thank you for being the guest of Alive 90.5 Business Insights. And to all our sponsors, to our listeners, thank you for tuning in today with Darren and Mario on the Business Insights with Mario. We'll be back after short break.
Does it make you dance when you're drunk with your friends at a party? What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know it all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know it all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might
At Waterflow Plumbing, we trust and respect our customers. In turn, our customers know that we will always strive to put them first and treat them with respect, honesty, and give them the best in plumbing. A good relationship with our lifelong customers works both ways. We at Waterflow Plumbing are proud to assist our customers throughout the many stages of their plumbing life. For all your plumbing needs, call Waterflow Plumbing 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
It's 90 minutes to 12 and you're live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and we're speaking with Team Beanland, and it's great to talk to you, Tim. I've got a question right now, if I can. For all the podcasters out there, they may be new or maybe seasoned like yourself, how do you think they need to change with COVID-19 and not be able to go face-to-face?
Great question.
Mario and I are lucky we're face-to-face in the studio because it's two in a small area. But then, you know, today we're actually using CleanFeed to be able to talk with you. How are you finding people managing with not being with their people and needing to call people and mix it in and those sorts of things? Do you have any insights for our listeners this morning?
Yeah, good question. It was a big pain point for me. I'd invested, I know I talked about, you know, starting a podcast with $250, but like you guys, I invested a fair bit into increasing the in-person production, including lighting, including, you know, just all different mics and boom arms, that kind of stuff. So it was a bit of a change up for me as well. And basically what I did was I just reverted back to Zoom. I had done podcasts with people internationally and interstate before, so I was very comfortable with something like Zoom. Everybody knows it now. You know, I think everybody has it installed on their computer because of COVID.
True.
So, you know, the friction in terms of doing a podcast that way. I have, however, you know, found that the audio isn't as good. So, using something like a CleanFeed. Is, you know, even this experience today has probably taught me a lesson, like always be learning, of course. So because the audio quality isn't as good over Zoom because they have to separate between audio quality and video quality as well. But for somebody who just wants to hit the ground running and do interviews and adapt to a COVID thing, I would say Zoom has been the tool that I've used.
This is the question out of the blue, Tim, for you. Okay, this is just feeding my alter ego before. I know Darren, he's dying to talk to you because, like, you're the both technical savvy people and you don't speak English when you talk about podcasting and mics and everything else because I understand nothing. But the question I do have for you, and like, as I said, you know, witnessing on a daily basis, there's a lot of how to call this, video podcast, you know, blurbs from the vehicles or from the homes and everything else, and it sounds very terrible, so I don't care for the content. Now, how much influencing sound perception of the potential client or the buyer or anybody else you try to address, if it's sound, it's not good one, how to say, rich sound, like, you know what I try to say? I try to find the wording, like, as I said, we're recording on a mobile phone, which I ask you clearly on your on the one group which you are which you're running in, and try to people help to how to set up a podcast. You know, if I talk to the mobile phone with a mic on a video, taking video, sound it's terrible. Does this sound actually make people annoying, or you create more bias from that one? So just a purely mobile phone and sound from the mobile phone or from the iPad.
Yeah, sound's incredibly important. People will forgive you for bad video quality, but when it comes to audio, it's an incredibly important aspect to get correct. You know, we're really sensitive when it comes to audio, even when it comes to subconsciously, you know, we've all seen videos of people making videos outside where it's super windy, and then we clip off it in 2 seconds.
Darren, right? He's just nodding his head now. Yes, I do agree with you. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why it's important. If you want people to listen to your stuff for the duration, it's really important to look into audio. And I'm very lucky to have some resources. My cousin's husband is an audio engineer, and I've been on many phone calls with him, just discussing ins and outs of audio. It's amazing the stuff that he knows. So I'd love to give a shout out to him. But that's, yeah, that's where it comes from, is it's really important to get your audio correct, because if it's windy, if it's, you know, people will click off your stuff in 2 seconds. So, yeah.
Darling?
Most definitely. And another thing I want to talk with you about, Tim, is how people listen to themselves and whether they do that often enough to understand what sort of interjections they have. And I think the world is kind of getting rid of the ums and ahs, but the one thing I always hear is, you know, you know, you know, you know. So what are you thinking there, and how do you talk to your those people you help about podcasts and how they should actually listen to themselves and see how they sound and how they can improve their voice quality?
Yeah, well, you know.
Sorry, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's, you know, that's Mario Beckers. I mean, like, I just like, no, I forgive it. Myself. I'm yeah. just a, you know.
No, I think it's important to not only listen to yourself, but get someone else to listen to your stuff as well. I mentioned before, you know, I had a very good friend, Jordan, point out to me that I was doing too much ums, yep, like the active listening things. And it wasn't until he pointed it out that I knew it was a problem. So sometimes you need somebody that you know that won't just say this is good for the sake of saying it's good. You need someone that will give you an honest opinion. And I think listening back to yourself is a good start, but also getting someone you know that will give you the honest feedback that you need, and really telling them, you know, don't be nice to me. Give me honest feedback is an incredible
thing. Give me, don't be nice to me. How this, like.
Yeah. Just how it is, because we all want to sound yeah. better. And the thing I like to say always, and when I'm here in helping Mario or others, I think continuous improvement. That's what it's about.
Correct.
How can I improve for next time?
Yeah, but does a person wanted to hear that improvement? That's the point we're trying to make. You see, I'm open book. I want to learn. This is the reason I say I'm here on radio. And that is... It's, I can't say it's forgiven, because I try to improve myself, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, so like, but the thing it is, when you're learning from people, you need to hear the honest feedback, but most of people will not hear honest feedback.
Well, if you want to improve, you want to hear that feedback.
Do you agree this with that, Tim?
Oh, I 100% agree with that. Even if it feels uncomfortable for you, maybe that's why it's important to hear it. You know, there's been a lot of examples where I've been pulled up on things. Even I know that the product that I've got at the moment with podcasting can improve. Like I said, I'm just using Zoom. Maybe I need to look at something like CleanFeed. So you guys have taught me something new on this interview.
No, Tim, I need to correct you. Tim, I need to correct you. I didn't taught you nothing. Yeah. It's all Darren... Cabs Davis, because he sends me emails daily, and like, Mario should use this. I said, like, you know, like, okay, yep. I'm gonna copy paste that link we sent you, but do you mind to talk to Tim if he needs as well? So like, I didn't know, yeah, but yes, you're right there.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Like, that always continually improving. You can always improve on the product, even if it's 1 or 2%. So for sure,
it's incredible. So when you are somebody comes to you and say, like, look, I want to be the podcaster. What is the first question you ask, or what is your first thing you're observing on her or him or them?
Yeah, there's a few questions. So the first is, what do you want to talk about? You know, what is your plans? And if it's, I want to talk about this topic and this topic and this topic, and it's all over the place, I try and get them to niche down and talk about specifically an overall theme to the show, because when people are searching for podcasts, they're looking for something to fill their knowledge gap or fill their entertainment gap. So maybe it's a marketing podcast, maybe it's a intellectual property podcast, they want to learn more about law, I don't know, whatever it is. I try and get somebody to specifically think about what they want as an overall theme, rather than just being broad in terms of a you know, I want to talk about everything I know. So it's that would be the thing. And then consistency.
What do you mean by consistency? What does a consistency mean in podcasting?
Well, what I mean by consistency
is... Like every day we do the episode, or every week? Or is that consistency you're referring, or something else?
Well, it doesn't have to be. The most successful podcast that I produce is actually a podcast that puts out once a month. You know,
wow.
But he's consistent once a month, that his listeners now know that, okay, on this date we're gonna launch a podcast, and that's the consistency. I release a podcast two every week. You have this radio show on a consistent basis, so people get into habits, and that's why consistency and having a niche in terms of your podcast are the two biggest weapons you'll have, because then you get people listening to it because they want to listen to it, and you get people consistently listening to it because they know every Tuesday and every Thursday you're going to bring a show out.
Tim, I don't know, Darren has some more questions, but if you don't, we're going to have a short break.
I was just going to say the consistency, but the sound needs to be great.
The sound.
And that too.
You listen to God of Love and Happiness, Mario Beckes and Darren Cape Davis. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. We'll take a short break and we come back to our guest, Tim Beanland.
It's like we're looking for the same thing, yeah. Do we really gotta do this now? Ride it with all your friends around. In the morning we can work it out. I love you so much that I hate you. Right now it's so hard to blame you. Cause you're so damn beautiful. So damn beautiful. Is it easier to stay? Is it easier to go? Every time that you say you're gonna leave, that's when you get the very best of me. You know we need it like the air we breathe, yeah. I love you so much that I hate you. Right now it's so hard to blame you. Cause you're so damn beautiful. So damn beautiful. Is it easier to stay?
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
It's 5 minutes to 12 and we're just about to finish up on Business Insights with Mario.
Darren, thank you very much. I would like to say thank you, Tim, for being our guest today. Before we wind up our today episode of the Business Insights with Mario on Live 90.5, Tim, I'd like to ask you, do you mind we call you for another interview next couple of weeks?
Yeah, no.
Okay, we'll find a date for you. Sure. And before we go, because I'm truly thankful, I'd like to say not just a thank you, but, you know, I can't express my gratitude for sharing with us your story, who is Tim Beanland and why the podcast and importance of the sound. But as well, before we close this one, you know, Darren, he's gonna, I told Darren to stalk you on a Facebook to become the friends, because you can speak your English in a technical way and become the friends on the podcast time. But Tim, how the people can reach you if they're interested in podcasting and how to become the superstar in podcast through the Tim Beanland?
Yeah, great question. Thanks, Mario. There's a few ways. I'm really active on LinkedIn, so Tim Beanland, you can search my name there. I've also got a Facebook group, so people that are interested in starting a podcast, if you search how to start a podcast, my Facebook group there should show up. I'm sharing daily tips in there about, you know, recording, interview technique, all the things you need to know about podcasting is in there. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, you can listen along to my podcast, Bean Talking with Peak Performers as well. All the links to the rest of the stuff to contact me will be in those shows as well.
Tim, truly thank you so much. Look, I'll be in touch with you during the day. I'm going to post this podcast on our website, alive90.5.com.au. And as well, Darren is going to be in touch with you. And I'll be in touch with you again. It's a lot of touching here, Luke. But the bottom line is you're going to be our guest again. Thank you very much for being a guest on Business Insights with Mario on Alive 90.5. That was a Tim Beanland. And that is for today, Darren.
It is. Thank you very much, Tim, and thank you, Mario. It's always great helping you out here in the studios and talking with your fabulous guests.
And everybody have a beautiful afternoon. See ya.
Alive 90.5.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a snag and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hi, this is Happy Jack inviting you to join me for my Mid-Dawn Magic Moments program at the new time slot from midnight to dawn each Saturday morning immediately after Jukebox Jive with Kerry McGay. As before, it's ideal listening for all you night owls right here on Alive 90.5.
If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5pm, right here on Alive 90.5. If you enjoy the classic hits of the 60s to the 80s and the latest tracks from current popular performers, then the Easy Listening Afternoon Show with Ross Higgins is for you. It's on every Saturday from 1 till 5pm, right here on Alive 90.5.
This is your sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
To help stop the spread of viruses like flu and coronavirus, good hygiene is essential. That starts with washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds whenever you cough, sneeze, or blow your nose. Prepare food or eat. Care for someone sick, touch your face, or use the toilet. Together, we can help stop the spread and stay healthy. Visit health.gov.au to learn more. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio.